Welcome to another episode of the Copywriting for Commercial Real Estate and People Skills, should I call it that maybe, podcast, which still to this very day is nameless. I don't know how long it takes before I get a name, but in the spirit of the good old Gary Halbert, motion is better than a dynamic state. I will get a name eventually, perhaps even a logo, and an intro music that's going to be so cool that people will listen to it just for the pure sake of the intro and the outro. And also, I will be getting guests. I don't know when or where, but it will happen. It will definitely happen, because I'm on a roll. I'm unstoppable right now. Right? So, the topic for today's, of this episode, is how Donald Trump, the greatest president of all time, pun intended of course, is a salesman and a seller. Now, me being a Norwegian, I watch this with, how should I say it? I don't watch it obviously with the colored eyes in terms of either Republican or Democrat eyes, but I still watch it with a I still watch it through a media which is very leftist. It's actually so leftist that I think the media itself would be shocked if they saw how conservative the Democrats are. That's how bad it is. But lately, the Brett Kavanaugh thing, it's hilarious because he's been portrayed like this evil rapist in Norway. And clearly the media hasn't done its due diligence, because they haven't fully investigated what, I can't exactly recall her name, was it Christine Blayford or something like that, what she said and why it didn't kind of make sense for her to call him a rapist. In fact, I'll admit to some to not being quite certain what happened actually, because I haven't paid so much attention to it, other than the fact that he was accused for having... What was it? It wasn't molestation, it was... What was it? Did he touch her? Did he... I don't know. I mean, he supposedly, according to her, he did something bad. He did something he shouldn't have done during his college fraternity days. I mean, who doesn't do that? Who doesn't do stupid things when they're a student? And to go through his yearbook in high school... I mean, he was a teenager. He wrote stupid things. Who wouldn't do that? I can assure you that if they'd gone through the yearbook of Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, then they'd find similar stupid things. Now, that's just my qualified guess, but whatever. Now, this is a little distraction because I'm pulling this away from the focus of today's episode, which is how Donald Trump is a great salesman. And, you know, of course, he supported Brett Kavanaugh and all of that. I want to address something he said during his presidential campaign, which made me cackle? I'm not even sure. No, chuckle. I think it is chuckle. Yeah, it made me laugh, it made me chuckle. I think that's a word in English for laughing. I'm not quite sure. It made me laugh, and it was during, I think it was during the summer of 2016. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. I think it was after he had been nominated the... right before, right after he had been approved. I don't know what they call it. Approved as the Republican nominee for the presidential election. Where there was a tape released where he would say to... someone, I don't know who he was, that when you're famous, you can grab women by the pussy. Or the context of it was like that one. When you're famous and you have a lot of money, then girls and women will chase you. And it's so easy to just grab them by the pussy. And, you know, that triggered an outrage. People were so disgusted and appalled. And he was called a sexist, a rapist, I'm pretty sure, and all kinds of names. Now, obviously, in itself, it's not polite and it's not very wise to say. However, didn't those people realize that that was a way of selling himself to those who already liked him, and to those who already were in doubt. But it was a way of going one inch wide and an ocean deep. It was to make that those who wanted to vote for him were now even sure to vote for him in case he didn't lose them. Right? That's how he capitalized on it. Now, I'm gonna say this. I don't think he intended to release that tape, because from what I know, this tape was released without his permission, obviously, and his knowledge. But the way he brushed it off. Ah! Locker room talk! I think that's what he called it. And he didn't make any efforts to apologize or whatever. Because he sold himself. And that's exactly the same thing he does when writing all those so-called controversial things on Twitter. He's selling himself. He's selling himself to people. And he also writes things that... excuse me. Might seem so dumb and off the hook. No, not off the hook. Off, in general. I think off is a good word. And the media always falls for the same trick. He always writes things that are supposed to look stupid because he wants to keep himself relevant. And doesn't mean what kind of PR he gets. All PR is good PR. If the media has decided to hate him, which they have, it doesn't matter. And he capitalizes on that as well, because he calls them fake news. The liars. I think... well, I know he said it, but I think he says it in approximately every single speech he delivers.
Back there on the backest row, those guys are the most dishonest people in the world. The media, the fake news, and all that.
It's pretty fun. And the media, you know, they fall for it every single time because they try to dig up even more false stories about him, such as the supposedly Russian intervention in the presidential election. I mean, what happened? We didn't hear anything concrete from it, did we? No, because there wasn't any. But Trump, he just played along. He called them fake news. He called them dishonest people and whatever. He called them names. And using that and using media, he's grown stronger. And you know, I'm baffled. I mean, why haven't other presidents done so? Twitter was in use during Barack Obama's presidency. But Barack Obama didn't do anything. Now, there wasn't so much social media when George Bush was president, but he could have done the same thing. He could have done it, Barack Obama could have done it, whatever. But Donald Trump, he's a great seller. I mean, you can say whatever you want about him, but he's a great seller. And I actually like the fella. I think he's great. Now, to my knowledge, supposedly, I think these data are from August or September of this year. The number of Latin Americans in the USA who have jobs has never been higher. Now, think about that. If that's really true. The number of Latino Americans in the United States who have jobs, who are employed, who make a living, has never been higher. Under Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the so-called racist, the so-called bigot, the so-called sexist and whatever. Who you know, supposedly wanted to build a wall. I mean, didn't people realize that that was also a way of selling himself? It was just to show an attitude towards Mexico. You know, was to send them a signal and say, stop sending us these illegal immigrants who smuggle with them narcotics. That was the reason why. I mean, he didn't intend to build a wall. Why didn't people understand that? Why didn't media understand that? But he found a way to trick them. And he found a way to sell himself. And may I add, this is the reason... Now, this is what you need to do. If you write copy, you need to find a way to sell yourself, to shock your market, to raise some eyebrows. Now, Donald Trump has his ways. If you actually are addressing a group of frustrated Americans who are frustrated with the politics, who want economic growth and change, then this is exactly what you need to write in your copy as well. I'm serious, you need to do it. Because guess what? This is what actually made Donald Trump president of the United States. And there was no controversy surrounding the results. I mean, it was close, of course, but there was no controversy regarding the results. And here's another fact. In September of 2017, a half a year after Donald Trump's inauguration, Gallup, the American consultant company, carried out a survey and asked, who's more popular now, or who do you like the better? Hillary Clinton, who lost the election, or Donald Trump? Guess what? Donald Trump won. And I believe that this was a nationwide poll or survey, and I believe that 20% more liked Donald Trump than they liked Hillary. Now, how about that? And that was 6 months after he'd been inaugurated as president of the United States. Excuse me. And funnily enough, the last point. Elizabeth Warren, I think that's her name. Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat, what is she? I think she's some Democrat senator who wants to run for president in 2020, who claims that she's Cherokee, that she's got Native American blood in her. And everyone knows, well, and sees, regards her. She's white. She's Caucasian. She's like me. I'm a native Norwegian. I'm white. I'm Caucasian. I got blue eyes and blonde hair. There's no way on earth I could be Cherokee or have African or Middle Eastern blood. I mean, I'm totally white. And that's okay. And that's okay with Elizabeth Warren as well. But don't go around and claim that you're Cherokee if you're not. So she had that test carried out, that DNA test. And it showed that 1 to 1,000 part of her may be Cherokee. Maybe. Not definitely is, but maybe. Think about that. Maybe Cherokee. So basically, that tells you that she's anything but Cherokee, which is also fine. I mean, I'm not the one to judge people on ethnic background, but I'm the one to judge people who claim to be something else than what they are. It's so dumb. She's pretty much as Cherokee as I am, a white guy from Norway. Now, the way Donald Trump circumvented this, or actually sold himself doing this, was to call her Pocahontas from the movie. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed when I saw that. But the point is, even though he's had some malicious stuff, Donald Trump actually managed to capitalize on this as well and keep himself relevant and enrage more of his opponents to polarize more people. And that is also what you need to do in your copy when you're addressing a frustrated group of Americans who are tied with all the lies and the deception of the American politicians and who want economic growth, because Donald Trump does it. So you need to also model what works. That's what you need to do in copy, and in your niche, you need to find your Donald Trump, who says the same number of efficient things that make people want to buy, or that make people want to listen or buy what he or she says, right? So that's the key takeaway from this lesson. Find your Donald Trump in your niche, and write copy like he or she does, or like he or she speaks and talks. Right? A little bit longer episode this time, but still. I'm out. See you next time.